Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. Thanks so much for staying with us this morning. All right, if you listen to WGN Radio with any regularity, you probably hear a lot of penny mustard furniture ads. And one of the things that I've been kind of interested in is I've listened to the Huth brothers, and they're kind of like the Smothers brothers, right? They're joking around. They're keeping things light, which is really, I think, something that we all need. But they also talked a little bit about growing up on a farm. Now, when I think of people growing up on a farm, how do you get from being farmers to selling furniture? That's what I want to know this morning. Joining me on the phone line are Arvid and Ben Huth. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, good morning, Lou.
Now, we've had a little bit of a relationship. Years ago, I got on some tangent about cheese curds. And one, you both have a brother that's still a farmer, correct, or was at the time?
Yes. He owns the home farm that my grandpa settled on in 1918. He still runs that. Milks wow. about 300 cows every year.
And so is that what you two did growing up? You were dairy farmers?
Yes, that's where we grew up. It was a lot smaller then. We had like 60 cows when we were kids, but I guess that was big enough for the amount of machinery we had.
Right. And was it one day you were going out to milk a cow and there was nowhere to sit down, and then Arvid said, you know, we should open up a furniture store? How did we go from milking cows to how many locations do you have now?
9 locations throughout Chicago and Milwaukee.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how did you get to that point?
Well, Arvid here was the one that started that. When I got out of high school, I went to college at UW-Eau Claire, University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire.
Yep.
And needed a part-time job. I didn't have a whole lot of money, needed a part-time job. I started working at a furniture store in Eau Claire. After delivering furniture for a couple years, I talked them into putting me on the sales floor, and I did that for about 8 months, and I decided, I don't know, I can do this myself.
Hmm.
So I actually quit college after 3 years, and Ben joined me, and we looked at a lot of different markets. We looked at Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, mostly Wisconsin markets, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and settled on Milwaukee. And I guess we started with a really, really, really small store. It was only 3,000 square feet. A lot of homes are bigger than that.
Yeah.
And it was humble beginnings.
When it started, you were not Penny Mustard, correct?
No, we started out as PM Sleep Center, and then we evolved that into PM Bedroom Gallery. And then in 2008, when the housing market kind of went south, we used that as an opportunity to expand and go full line and sell sofas and dining and everything else. And that's when we changed the name to Penny Mustard Furnishings.
Yeah, I remember that. I actually remember that whole ad campaign. That too went back to your roots in farming, correct?
Yes, it did. When we were young, our parents had this weed. It was mustard weed in the fields, and back then, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you know, they didn't have quite the chemicals like they do today in order to control some of them weeds, and you pulled them by hand, and our parents would give us a penny a plant for every one we got, provided we got the root. If you didn't get the root, you didn't get your penny.
It's all about doing the good job, right? You can't go half in on any of that.
Yeah, there's times we got down our hands and knees and dug that root out because it broke off at the ground.
As you shifted into the larger furniture stores, I've been to your stores. I'm actually a customer. We sleep every night on a mattress that we purchased at Penny Mustard, which is very comfortable, by the way. You have made a commitment to using local furniture builders, and it's something that you both talk extensively about the quality that you're able to provide to your customers. How did you make that decision?
A little bit of that was made by accident, because in the beginning we were so small and didn't have any money, none of the name brand furniture companies that were respectable would talk to us. So we ended up sourcing our furniture from small Midwestern shops, and that was who we were, and we started kind of designing our own furniture with them and building they would build the furniture, and we the idea was we would make, for, I don't want to say copy, but be inspired by all the national design stuff that looked really nice, but then have these small little shops make it of decent quality.
Right.
And so we kind of got into that by accident, and then as it continued to work, and that kind of became our niche, it's been really good, and we're obviously committed to American-made stuff. I think 90-some percent of our stuff is made in the United States right now, which is very rare. Industry.
Well, and you know, when you talk about this furniture, Ben, I mean, I hear you talk about, you know, just even like the quality of things, like the drawers and the hardware, like the little things that people maybe when they maybe buy furniture that isn't as well built, that will fail on them right away, and they're like, oh, this thing's a piece of junk, and you guys really strive to make sure that the whole thing is put together right.
Arvid accuses me of, in work and in life, in general, he accuses me of overdoing everything. And I,
Ben's an absolute freak about quality.
If you're going to do a job, just do it right.
Right.
You know, if this drawer slide costs another 50 cents to get one that's going to last versus one that, oh, you know, that one may fail. Why not just go that extra little step? You still got to have the labor to put it in. It just, I don't like things breaking down on me.
Right.
I want things to last.
That's good. Well, and then that's great for your customers, too. Now, I have to ask you, because I do get a kick out of your spots, you guys kind of poke fun at each other, and it seems like, Ben, you're sort of the foil in all this all the time. Something tells me maybe Arvid won't admit to this, but maybe you're the smarter of the two, but they're constantly making fun of you in these spots.
I got thick skin. You know,
neither of us are too bright, I'll tell you that. We're just farmers. Not that farmers aren't bright. We're just, you know, we work hard every day, and we're smart enough, obviously, but we, like everybody else, we make mistakes. We just make a lot of decisions and try to make more good ones than bad ones, I guess.
If you make a decision that's not right, just change it and move on. Move on improve from there. You know, never be afraid to make a decision, you know.
Well, you were having some fun with your spots before this whole pandemic, and it certainly was something that brings some levity to all of us that we could use. And I really do like, you know, when you tell your story, I think it's important to people to know who the people are they're doing business with. And you two strike me as being two gentlemen that people should consider doing business with. So if people are looking to buy furniture, the vast majority of it being American-made, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Well, they can stop in any one of our showrooms or one of our, you know, our website is a really good source, PennyMustard.com. Start inspiring and browsing and getting excited right there. But we have great showrooms, great people in them. People just love to come and see and touch and smell. And one comment I've always heard when people come into our showroom, though, is they just like, we can smell the real.
Wow.
I'm sure you did that, too, you know, when you were in our showroom. They can just smell the real. When they come in, they smell wood. They smell, you know, they're just like, this smells like a wood shop.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We have, with the whole COVID thing, we've dedicated a lot more effort toward our website, so it is a perfect place to start. You go to our website, look and see what we've got. There's a lot more videos on there than we had on there a year ago. We've dedicated a lot more effort to the website because more and more people with COVID, they used to shop four or five furniture stores. Now they want to shop two, but they want to pre-shop four or five of them on the internet first. So that's been the dedication to our website, I guess, and that's helped out.
Yeah, very smart, so. Very smart. Well, thank you both for taking the time this morning. I really appreciate it. Arvid and Ben Huth, the owners and founders of Penny Mustard. If you want any information about possibly getting some furniture, go to PennyMustard.com. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Lou. Thank you for being a customer.
You got it. Thank you so much. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. It's been...